Yes, Ethan?
Yes, this is...
Hi, Ethan. My name is German. Sorry to bother you so late. I was just conducting a small, brief, very important survey about issues facing Phoenix. We're just conducting a four-minute survey. Can I have your participation, please?
Wait. Who is this,
this
survey for?
This opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let me continue in English. And you are Ethan. And do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, specifically Mesa.
Mesa, okay, gotcha. Now, the survey is more on Levine area. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you believe that things in Phoenix have gone off on the wrong track?
I think wrong direction with these rent prices going up. The cost of living has started to rise for years. Well, for this past few years.
Gotcha. So the survey is a little bit on that topic too. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Basically, this area lies on south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a male, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth, just to have on record that you are over 18. What year were you born?
2000.
Thank you. You were born the same year my son was. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, Asian.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be, you just answered the question, to be Asian then, okay. Or Pacific Islander. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Also, there's a question that you don't really have an answer to. Just let me know so I can go ahead and skip it. Just say don't know. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
you. Just fair, yeah. Just fair.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these on a scale from a 1 to a 5. So a 1 would mean that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. So the first one would be to have more good-paying jobs. What number would you give it? Anywhere in between as well.
4.
Okay. Better streets and road maintenance.
4.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
3.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
4.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
5.
And last one on this topic is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
4.
Thank you. Awesome. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work? Are you retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed. I'm with an Allstate insurance company.
Oh, nice. Nice to have information. Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few. Only retail businesses only see.
Okay. So that means that would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Yeah, that. No, like big business coming in, just retail and restaurants.
So this
That's all
be,
I see.
So this one would be too many then, of this kind?
Yeah.
Okay. So thinking now
that doesn't
about
include big business, right? Like corporations.
No, big businesses like those. No.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now,
just retail and restaurants. I only see in Levine. No offices.
No offices. Okay. So the service technically more on the business side. So basically thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each of these, tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one is there's a yes strongly and a yes somewhat and just a simple no. So the first one is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no? You would like to see more of?
No, there's only too many.
Okay.
Too many
what
restaurants.
About, thank you. What about doctors, offices, and hospitals?
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly. For producing more?
Producing to more? Have, yes, producing work and having more doctors, offices, and hospitals in Levine.
Yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we already have too many of those.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
We already have too many.
Okay. And dollar stores and discount chains?
Only see a few, so
yes
somewhat.
Yes somewhat. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So we are at 57%, almost done. Now, this one here, I'm in your own words, because I'm going to be typing it in a little box. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? You could give me the name of stores or businesses. That would be great.
May I think of this?
Sure. Take your time, yeah. Most definitely, if you want to think of theaters, I mean, anything, bowling alleys, whatever you think that you would like to see more.
More entertainment options, like you said, bowling alleys and movie theaters. That's my only gripe because when it comes to entertainment, I would have to go to Tempe or downtown Phoenix for any of entertainment.
Gotcha.
If I bring big business to Levine, it might drive up the living costs.
That is true.
Yeah, just the right amount of businesses, like big businesses to reside in Levine, but hopefully that doesn't bring up the cost of living in Levine, because my parents live in South Mountain, they live near the edges of Levine, and they're very comfortable with what they're paying for rent.
Okay. As of now. Pretty much as of now, right? Because you know the cost of living goes up. Okay.
Yeah.
So more entertainment options like bowling alleys and what else?
Concert halls.
Concert venues?
Yes. And movie theaters. Emphasis on movie theaters. I have to go downtown just to go to the movies or Scottsdale.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Awesome. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
In my perspective, in my socioeconomic status, in my parents' point of view and also myself, a big problem.
A very big problem.
A very big problem. Rent prices are out of control.
Gotcha. So now this one's the opposite, but it's almost the same in regards to the cost. But this is in the amount. So how much of a problem do you think it is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
The amount of availability, the amount
yes.
of options?
Like, yes, option-wise, in the amount of any types of housing. Like, is it limited, or is there enough? What do you think?
There's enough, but too expensive to...
Gotcha. So we got that as a very big problem. So this one would be a moderate problem or a slight problem or not a problem at all?
moderate problem.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're at 64%. Now, still thinking about the residential development, on these next four that I'm going to mention, just tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one, single-family detached homes. Yes, no?
Yes.
Somewhat yes or strongly yes?
A somewhat yes.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last one is townhouses or attached homes?
Strongly yes.
Thank you. Right now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Me and my family moved to Phoenix in the summer of 2019. So how many years is that?
So that would be three? No, four. Four solid. Yeah, because we are currently in the summer of 2023. So four years.
So
less than five. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
I used to live with my family in Levine, but I rent an apartment unit on my own now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, this is the last list on this survey. On this list, I'm going to read you. These are some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, tell me whether you're in favor or you oppose each one. This also is either a strong oppose, a somewhat oppose, or either a somewhat favor or a strong favor. So here's the first one. Is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you in favor or do you oppose?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly.
Okay. Strongly. In favor?
Favor.
Okay. Thank you. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Oh, strongly. Strongly in favor.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly in favor.
Thank you. And changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly in favor.
And the last one on this is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Wait, say that again?
To repurpose or replace parking lots, I'm thinking empty lots, with new housing.
Strongly in favor.
Okay, thank you. So we are at 91%, just about to be finished. There's three more questions. These are just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed so far?
I just graduated fall of last year, around December.
Of two-year college or... Four-year college. Congratulations. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000?
No.
25 to 50?
No.
50 to 75,000?
A little bit more than that.
So between 75 and 100,000?
Yes, 80K.
Okay, perfect. I know your name, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ethan. Joffrey. Well, my legal government name, first name is Ethan Joffrey, but they call me Ethan.
Awesome. Ethan, it was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation on the survey. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.